You're listening to MoneyWeb at Midday.
Now, if you live in Johannesburg, I don't need to tell you this. Some parts of the city are already experiencing low water pressure or no water at all in the wake of Rand Water's extensive maintenance. So what's behind this? What's the expected outcome? Why has the process taken so long? Engineer Dr. Anthony Turton is with us now. And first of all, then, what are the main reasons behind this maintenance and why, as I mentioned, has it taken so long to implement?
Yes, I think one of the big issues facing South Africa right now is the collapse of the water sector, and particularly in Gauteng, where the vast majority of the population live and the greatest portion of the economy is located. So the Director General of Water Affairs, Dr. Sean Phillips, has recently launched an initiative that's designed to embrace all of the different utilities, all of the different role players, all of the municipalities, in an attempt to start fixing what is broken. And of course, one of the big things that's broken is the infrastructure, and particularly leaking infrastructure. So I think we must welcome the fact that Rand Water, as a major player in the Gauteng area, is doing what it's doing now. And I think we are going to see a lot more of this in the very near future.
How confident are you that the current maintenance efforts then will effectively address the water crisis in Johannesburg? Will it be an instant panacea?
No, under no circumstances can it be an instant panacea. One of the fundamental problems we've had in the water sector has been underspending on maintenance and operations for the last two decades. So that decadal backlog has to be basically eroded away or clawed back. And that's why this particular initiative that's been launched by the DG now is also involves the financial institutions. But more importantly, it brings the private sector closer into the fold. So it's not going to be one quick fix that's going to suddenly make it all go away. We're probably going to see a decade or even two of this kind of intervention that's going to be necessary to turn the ship around.
Professor Turton, what then are the short-term expected outcomes of the maintenance, and how do you think it's going to improve water supply in Johannesburg in the medium to long term?
Yes, so Rand Water faces a serious dilemma at the moment. So let me just unpack that dilemma for the listeners. So the dilemma is that on the one hand, the various municipalities that Rand Water supplies are continuing to demand more and more water, the sum total of which exceeds their licensed abstraction rate from the Vaal River. Now, the Department of Water and Sanitation is unwilling to give them any more allocation to, in other words, any more permission to abstract more water, for the simple reason that they are pumping that water into a bottomless pit, you know, given all of the leaks in the system and the general breakdown of the entire infrastructure. So the first priority has to be fixing up the leaking pipelines, improving the integrity of the system, and then only once that has been done over time to then start looking at increasing the volume that's being delivered.
Professor Turton, technically, is this a very difficult project that Rand Water is undertaking along with the other stakeholders that you mentioned?
At a technical level, I don't think it's a complex project at all. It's just a fairly standard, from an engineering design perspective, that's not a problem. I think the real complexity in this lies in the politics of it. As long as the government of national unity holds, as long as there's confidence from the lending agencies, the financial institutions, as long as that holds, then we can turn the ship around. So I think that's the critical thing we've got to look at now. How durable is the government of national unity? And, you know, when it really comes down to the politicking, can the technical people be left to do their job the way they're supposed to do it without too much interference from external parties?
Again, this entire initiative has got to be welcomed, and I am hearing a note of confidence in your voice and optimism. But again, the question will always be as to why it's taken so long to get this right.
Well, it's taken so long simply because the system has failed. And, you know, the system has failed for a number of reasons over time. And part of that is that for the last two decades or more, there have been technically incompetent people left in positions of authority. They've underspent their budget. They haven't planned accordingly. You've had institutional instability. And very importantly, a significant number of the municipalities are now technically bankrupt, and they are unable to solve their own problems. So the question now is, how do we eat this elephant, you know, one bite at a time? Which is the place we're going to get the biggest bang for the buck? And without doubt, that's going to be the Gauteng province. But I think what's happening in Gauteng has to very soon be replicated across all of the other provinces. And this is going to place very, very serious demands on our technical competence, because you must remember that a large portion of our technically competent people are all based in the private sector, and many of them have emigrated or have migrated their skills, you know, out of the country for whatever reason. So this is going to be a very, very serious problem. Now, where do we get those skills that are going to be needed to make these decisions, to roll out these programs? It's probably going to become a very, very big budget item and some very, very complex engineering processes going forward.
Just a final question and a brief answer, please. We're over 100 days without load shedding, but the fact is that the electricity supply issue does play a role in exacerbating water supply issues. It's important that Rand Water coordinates with City Power and Eskom, I imagine, to mitigate these effects, because inevitably we will see load shedding returning in one form or another.
Yes, without any question of doubt, the electricity stability plays a very important role. But let's just quickly unpack that, you know, because there are two distinct sides that the listener needs to understand. So from the Rand Water side, we're talking about potable water, and you need electricity to process that water and to pump that water from the Vaal River area. You've got to pump it uphill to the Johannesburg, Pretoria, Witwatersrand area. So energy is needed all the way along the line. But of course, there's another great energy user, and that is on your wastewater treatment works, which is there's something like 32, if my memory serves me correctly, collectively feeding into the integrated Vaal River system. And they are run by different municipalities, many of which are technically bankrupt. So you cannot run a wastewater treatment works without a constant supply of electricity. And because of the load shedding in the past, we've now started to see the collapse of the wastewater systems. And that's where we're getting the fecal coliforms and, you know, the elevated nutrients that are flowing from the wastewater works into the bulk water itself, you know, before it's processed by Rand Water. So once again, it's a complex animal with multiple aspects to it. But, you know, again, it is a fixable problem.
Professor Anthony Turton, thank you very much indeed.